Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 17. And today we are talking about dance of ego and soul. In today's episode, we will explore the importance of ego for the soul and the work soul is here to do. Also, what you can do in your day-to-day, to elevate your ego to the level of your soul. Get ready to expand, but always with curiosity. Welcome, everybody. I am so excited for today's conversation because this is the core of the work that I get to do with my clients, where we are understanding the ego, building a relationship with the soul, understanding the soul's journey, and how they both are integrated. So before we even go any deeper, if this is not the kind of work you have done, let me help you understand what is ego and what is soul. So soul is that infinite non-physical aspect of you that decided to come into this body to do something very, 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 very specific. Whenever a soul descends into a body, there's two aspects of its current presence. One is to evolve and develop and elevate so it can align with the light. So it's trying to achieve a level of existence where it's like its creator. And the second aspect is it's here to share something with the rest of the humanity, with other souls. So there's a gift that it has that it's here to share with others. And in the process of sharing that gift, in the process of digging that gift out and sharing with others, the soul itself gets elevated. What is it that our creator is doing, sharing with us endless love? And when we start to share endlessly, we start to become like the light. And that is what the soul is here to do. But when the soul comes into the body, which is the third dimension, which is the physical dimension, so a non-physical being is entering into a physical body, and now the physical body is going to become animated. It can move. If you can move your finger right now, the reason you can move it because there's a soul within you. When the soul leaves, people pick us up and bury us or burn us or whatever way we deal with our deceased. Now, what is ego? Ego is that specific physical character that gets developed. Once the body is born, once the body comes out of the womb into the physical world, and how it gets developed, it absorbs the energy, it absorbs the beliefs of the lineage, it absorbs the behavior pattern of mom and dad or anyone who is around. It's like a sponge. And ego wants to, I will get into five roots of the ego, but that is the character that you know yourself to be. Oh, this is me. I am so this, I am so that. So when we are talking about ourselves, when you're like, I am this personality type, that personality type, you're describing your ego, not your soul. Your soul is unlimited. Just putting a side note here for those listeners who are very advanced, putting a side note here that when we look at our astrological chart or our birth chart, or we look at our human design, and we can see, the moment soul descended, how the stars were, and what are the specific limitation or the gifts that you have. So those are the ways you can tap into your soul, but always remember, using your will, you can grow beyond it. So soul is always infinite, unlimited. If your human chart design chart say, and if these are the terms that you have no idea, one, you can Google it. Two, You can just ignore it. This is for those people who are seekers and they already know these terminologies, and I don't want to confuse them. So let's say if according to your human design, you are manifesting generator or your projector, and because of that, you keep running into this problem or that problem. Using your will and developing yourself, you can go beyond that. You're not limited. Let's say if you're Pisces and I'm now making up stuff because I have studied astrology, but I am still a very student level. I'll share mine. So I am a Gemini. I am inside air, outside air. For me, it's a very easy to burn myself to ground, and I wouldn't even know that I burned myself to ground because I don't have that built-in mechanism that most people do, where when I'm getting tired, I will know. I can keep going. I can have a 20-hour work day, sleep 4 hours, get up the next day and still feel energized and wouldn't even know that I didn't rest enough. So now that is just, the natural way of being for me. It might, just be mind-blowing for other people. How can she keep going? So for me, I can learn to rest. I can grow to a level where I'm so tuned in that I can pay attention to when I am hitting the wall. Once I develop that, and I am actually working on developing that within me, once I develop that, I can create that balance. So just because you were born this way and this is the energy of your soul, this is that, while you're in the physical body, you can become whoever you want. It's all tied to your will and your willingness to do the work. So now let's get into, we were talking about soul. I'm coming back from my side note here. We're talking about, sorry, we were talking about ego. Now, ego is your current personality. And the reason that specific personality is formed, because the soul made the choice, I am going to be in the, I'm going to be born into the household where this kind of people would be, they would treat me this way. Like, the story, it knew the script. But when we go through birth canal, when we go to the birthing process, we forget all of that. That's why most of us, we are adults, we are so confused. We are carrying our wounds, we are carrying a trauma, and we are having a pity party within us. I had this very abusive childhood and I have these limitations. My friend, you can go beyond any of those limitations. Let's first put it there. But second thing, your soul chose that path. And we are not trying to spiritual bypass here, or your soul chose this path, so deal with it. We are not talking about that. We are talking about the infinite being you are. The reason soul chose that very specific story that your life is, because that is what it needed to go through to get to that level of separation from its light, the concealment of the light, that it will become so painful that you have no choice but to go soul searching, or but to go digging what is within me that I can shift, or get onto the path of healing. And when you will get onto the path of healing and you'll start walking towards your soul, that is when you're transforming that darkness into the light. That is when you're elevating your soul. That is when you are bringing your gifts out. So everything is supposed to be how it is, it has happened. And it is happening. That's why they say everything is happening for you. So right now, whatever you look at, this is who I am, and we get attached, very attached to our personalities. And I have seen how much I have changed in past 8 years. People who have not been close to me and they have not witnessed my evolution, when they meet with me, they can't really comprehend she's the same person because I have evolved. I have become a different version of me. And that is when we are transforming the ego into the elevation of the soul. Okay. Now there's some very okay, I think let's talk about this first. You might be thinking why there has to be this ego, why this has to be soul, why this, why that. So, my friends, think of ego as dense. Think of soul as light. And there is a distance between this light and this dense material. There is a distance between that. As you transform your ego to do that by doing the inner work, as you do that, the distance between this dense material and the light starts to decrease. And as the distance is decreasing, you're becoming a higher version of you. You're becoming closer to your higher self, which is your soul. That is when you're transforming the darkness into the light. So the soul work is to keep talking to you, to keep talking to you, to keep showing you different pathways, to keep giving you signs, and really hope one day you will listen. But what happens with us human? We are so stuck in our ego. We don't listen unless something so big happened, unless you end up in ER, unless you find out that, you know, your partner is cheating on you, unless you get laid off, or unless you go through bankruptcy because somebody took all your money or cheated you with some kind of scheme. When we hit that rock bottom and we are at the bottom of everything, that is when we are like, you know what? I think I'm going to listen to my inner knowing. Maybe there is another way. And that is when we start getting to the path of our soul. Now, let's understand what the ego is doing. So ego has five roots of it. And if you can understand that, if you can start working on them one by one, you can truly create a transformation within you where you will become an elevated version of you, and you will decrease that gap between the physical part of you and the light part of you. What are those? Control. The second one is judgment for yourself and others. Third one is anger. Fourth one is seeking validation. And fifth one is physical lust. That is when we love having one night stands, and we're just saying, like, you know, I'm just very open in my sexuality. My friends, that is instant gratification. That is your ego controlling you. That is not something soul like to do, because for soul, any kind of physical desire or sexuality is very sacred. I can do another whole episode just on that. So now, look at your life every single day. We all want to feel safe and secure and in control. What is that? Your ego. As long as you want to just stay safe and you want to be in control and you're manipulating people and you're controlling people and you want this person to behave this way because when they behave this way, it makes you feel good about yourself. When we are stuck in that consciousness, you're very far from your soul. And we all have had that experience in life where we thought we are so spiritual, but we are stuck in control. We even use spirituality for trying to control. So there's something I learned yesterday from one of my mentor, and it was just mind-blowing. So when we come to learning, when we go to college, we are getting a higher degree so we can get a better job. That is a transactional mindset. When we go to energy healers so we can feel better, that is a transactional mindset. When I start learning, like, you know, when I started learning all about coaching and whatnot, I was like, you know, I want to make my marriage better or this or that. It's all transactional. That is, again, ego. And you might be thinking, so what else I can do, Alia? Don't worry, I won't leave you hanging. I'm not leaving on a cliffhanger. I will give you all these answers to satisfy your curiosity. Everything that we do is mostly transactional. And that is the aspect of ego. If I do this meditation, I'll come into my heart and then I can find my soulmate. if I take this class, I'll learn about money and I'll become more rich. Most of the stuff that we do in our day-to-day life is very transactional. But that is also control. That is also instant gratification. If you don't get anything, just think of instant gratification equal ego. Ego is running the show. So instant gratification could be me binge watching Netflix, me eating food that is going to make me feel so good right now, comfort food, ice cream, sugar cookies, all kind of stuff. I'm not saying stop doing it. We are talking about understanding your own spiritual makeup. So you can start to make a decision. Do I want to evolve or not? One thing that we don't want to do is stay in an illusion that I am such an evolved being and then leave the body just to discover, oops, my soul didn't elevate because I was too busy with my ego that my soul didn't elevate. And I thought I was such a spiritual person and my soul was getting elevated because I was doing ayahuasca ceremonies on a regular basis. I was meditating and I was having these very high experiences, but then I was controlling everybody and everything. Even when, let's say, I find something and then I'm like, everybody should know it. I'm shoving it down the throat of my family, my spouse, my kids. Control, my friends. That's ego. So I think after this conversation, all of us would just be a little bit more, I think, fluffed up when it comes to how we really think about ourselves and what is the truth about ourselves. So now let's move on to judgment. Every time you judge yourselves, it's very easy. Pay attention to, do you judge other people? Do you judge the way people drive on the highway? I live in New Jersey and we just have amazing drivers. If you want to piss them off, just drive on the speed limit and they would be just all on your case. I get honked every time I am, I believe, out of the house most of the time. So that is where I still judge people. And every time I catch myself, I tell myself, no, Alia, we are not judging other people. They have the right to drive any way they want. There's a cop who can give them a ticket. It's not my problem how they are driving. If I'm judging someone else, that means only one thing. I am judging myself somewhere within me and it's unconscious. I'm not even aware of it. That's all we have to do. If you want to find out who you are, see how you view other people. If you see a person lying and you're like, oh my God, that is so bad. Somewhere within you, you are lying to yourself. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it, dig deeper, you'll find that thing within you. Because our reality is a reflection of us. If I see somebody lying and I don't get triggered by it and I'm like, you know, it's good. That's what they think they need to do. That is how light is expressing themselves, expressing itself through them. If I don't get triggered or go into judgment, that is a sign that I have healed that part within me. So there's a lot of judgment goes around. The older you get, the more you're judging yourself. Why I'm not there already? Why there's not enough money in my retirement account? Why this? Why that? Why my kids are not married? Why my kids don't have grandkids yet? Like, we will always find a reason to judge ourselves and our life. Again, that's ego. When we seek validation. Seeking validation could be many miles deep and you wouldn't even know. Very easy. When you want other people to appreciate what you do and say, good job. And when they say something negative about you, about what you're saying, what you're doing, it hurts. That is when you know that you're seeking validation. Well, this I would say is something I kind of signed up for. I do get a lot of sometime pushback in terms of what I am sharing, what I am doing, what I am growing. And it's surprising how much I have grown in that area and how less it hurts. I would be lying if I say it does not hurt at all. It still does. So it's work in progress. Seeking other people validation, still work in progress. Physical lust, that is when we are so obsessed also with how I look and how much I can attract someone's attention by the way I look. I will not go too much into detail because that could be a whole 1 hour conversation in itself. You can just, pay attention to whenever you're so obsessed with your physical appearance. That's ego. When you think about what kind of branded bag you have, what kind of branded car you have, how does your house look? You're just so obsessed with the physical appearance of things. Ego. When we stay in our ego most of the time, that is when, think of it this way, that you are a balloon that has soil or mud in it or sand in it. It's not floating. It's not going anywhere. It's just gonna stay on the ground while light is up there in the sky waiting for you. Now let's talk about soul. When we move into soul consciousness, soul is all about long term. Soul is not even interested in your current reality. It's interested in what's happening after you leave this body as well. So it's not just concerned about your current reality, your current life. It's always interested in your entire existence through all time and space. So when you will step into soul consciousness, you will be making decisions from a place. Is it good for my soul? Or is it good for my body? Well, it's really good for your body to have a steak right now, but for your soul, it's not that good to have a steak every single day. One, it lowers your energy when we are putting that much of animal protein in our system. You cannot go that deep into consciousness. That's why you have seen some of the people in spiritual community, either they are 100% vegetarian or they eat more vegetable than meat. And it's not good for your physical body. Any doctor can also tell you. We don't have to talk much about it. Whenever you're making a decision, whether it's to eat food or to let go of a relationship, is it good for your soul to stay in this relationship right now that you are so codependently attached with? But is it good for your soul? Are you going to stay in this relationship, keep judging yourself, keep judging that person, keep controlling yourself, keep controlling them and seeking their validation? And then get angry. That's a lot of us. I've been there myself. And I can tell you, it took me 5 years to get to a level of consciousness where I can release it with so much love. Another thing soul is always focused on is it good for everybody involved? Let's say I want to buy a plastic bag. Is it good for the whole humanity? I want to release this relationship. Is it good for me and for them? Or is it only because I think they are a toxic person? So this is how it starts to change from ego that wants to control and judge and seek validation to soul that is thinking about everybody. Because the truth is, your soul and the person you completely hate, the souls are one. We came from oneness. When you're treating bad someone else, you're basically treating yourself in a bad way. In this physical reality, we are in separate bodies, but when we go into the non-physical existence, we all are one. Soul always makes a decision from that place. So as you start to let go of control, as you start to let go of heal through your anger, anger is rooted in fear. As you start to let go of the fears of being abandoned, of being rejected. As you start letting go of that, you're shifting toward your soul consciousness. You're decreasing that gap between the dense body and the light. It's almost like you're letting go of the sand from the balloon and you're replacing it with some helium or some air so it can float up. That is the process we go through as we are shifting from the ego to the soul. Another thing is, whenever you have a vision, that is one of the faculties of your soul. When you're leading with vision, when you have a vision for your family, you have a vision for yourself, and no matter what it takes, you're going to make that vision happen. And it's not really coming from comparison. Most of us human, we live with comparison. We see this person is making 10K a month. I want to make a 10K a month. Maybe you're supposed to make 50K a month. Why are you lowering your standard just because, you know, your friend is making 10K a month? Somebody got a 5-bedroom home. Now I want a 5-bedroom home. Maybe having a 10-bedroom home would be better for you. So we are used to run from our life from comparison. The thing is, there is a specific level of abundance that already belonged to your soul. When you quiet your mind enough and you let yourself see that, you let yourself see what already belongs to my soul. Now that vision is going to motivate you like no tomorrow. Like nothing else can motivate you. You know, sometimes we set up goals and I'll give you a very easy example. Your friend said, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to start going to gym from January 1st. I think you can lose 10 pounds too, so why don't you join me? You were not motivated at all. It wasn't even on your radar. You wanted to do something else, and you're just like, you know what? Okay, I'll do it. I can give you a guarantee you're going to have such a hard time pushing yourself to be a company to your friend because that's not your vision. That does not belong to your soul in this given time. So you're going to push yourself. A lot of us are pushing ourselves. We are hustling through life. But if we let ourselves see the vision of our soul, and that would happen when you let go of control, judgment, seeking validation, when you let go of that, you can see the vision of your soul. It will be very easy to motivate yourself. It would be intrinsic motivation. You would not need anybody to motivate you from outside. And I have seen this within me, and I see this within my client. When we get to the parts that they want, that belongs to their soul, that vision belonged to their soul, it's effortless for them to do it. Effortless. But when we are just trying to, like, you know, create some organization that we think we should be creating, it's very difficult. Another aspect that belongs to your soul, that is faith. It's one of the faculties of your soul. So when I move from trying to control everything and being okay stepping into the unknown, because I trust, I have faith in the unknown and the unseen, and I know there is a power that I cannot see, but that power is always here protecting me, guiding me, and I will always be going in the right direction. There's no such thing making a mistake. When I start moving towards that consciousness, I am closing the gap between the ego and the soul, and I'm transforming that negativity, or let me use the word, a different word. I'm transforming that heavy darkness that is sticky into light, because I'm healing that aspect of me and my lineage. Then I can step into faith and I can live more aligned to my soul. The third one is courage. Whenever you're being so courageous, we all try to do it from our ego. One of the very common example that is given, oh, when you're in front of an audience, imagine everybody's naked and you're not feeling embarrassed, and now you can talk to them. That's ego, my friend. Courage is, I am invincible, infinite being. I can stand in front of these other souls who are just as infinite and what is the word I used? I just lost track of that word. They are just as infinite as me, and we all are one. Now let me have a conversation in front of them. Let me share with them the stream of consciousness I am receiving in this moment. That's courage. And you don't need to practice that. It exists within you. What you do need to practice is letting go of control, letting go of judgment, letting go of seeking validations. As you create that shift within you, you are stepping into your soul consciousness. So my friend, every single day when you wake up in the morning, you're waking up with a blank slate. Ego is right there. It's going to try to pull you down. Soul is right there, who's waiting for your will to step in and get behind the driver's seat, behind the wheel, and drive your car, your life, your day, your hour, your moment towards soul consciousness. By being present, by being aware of what's going on within you, and keep making the tweaks. It's almost like, you know, ego wants to take your car to the left, and you're just moving it a little bit to the right. Every time it goes to left, you're moving it to the right. Not sure if you have ever experienced when your car is out of alignment. If you let go of your steering wheel, it starts to drift to a side. That is how we know that your wheels are out of alignment and you need to go for a service. But when they are aligned, you can let go of the steering wheel and your car keeps going straight. That is exactly how we are in terms of our existence when we are dancing between the ego and the soul. If you become very, very honest with yourself, take out all the judgment and just become an observant of your thoughts, your behavior, what goes on in your mind, the level that you think at, you will discover that most of the time, ego is running the show. No matter we feel so empty within us, we feel so distressed within us, because my friend, we are away from the source of our light. That is our soul. But as you start shifting into thinking long-term, taking action that are beneficial long-term, getting out of instant gratification, say, just give it to me now, give it to me now. I need to satisfy myself right now. That's not how soul works. And when we start to make decisions that are good for all the parties involved, that are good for whole humanity, when we start to lead with vision, with faith, with courage, we just feel good. We feel good all the time without even taking an anxiety or depression pill or having marijuana dose or other drugs that we use, or alcohol, or microdosing with wine, or microdosing with mushrooms, all the wonderful things us adults do. And, you know, some teenagers do that too, to just numb ourselves. All that is, my friend, instant gratification. Let me also include the addiction to negative thinking and also the addiction to food. And sometimes it's also shopping as well. So every day when you wake up, pay attention to one thing. I am not giving in to instant gratification. Become your own detective in your head. What thoughts are leading me to instant gratification? You know, all the pity parties that we have in our mind is instant gratification. When we judge ourselves, that is instant gratification. And you know, just score yourself at the end of the day. Today, did the soul win or did the ego win? And if the ego win, please don't judge yourself, because that would be, again, ego would be winning even more. Don't judge yourself. Let go. Tomorrow is another day. And if you keep at it, a day will come that soul would be winning most of the days, even if it wins by 51% and the ego was 49%. You can do it, my friend. As you elevate your consciousness, you're becoming one with the soul. As you become one with the soul, now the soul, because what's happening, you're your vessel is expanding. As your vessel is expanded, now more light of the soul can live through you. Now, you're already evolving as a soul, but now you can contribute the special gift that only you have among almost 8 billion people on this earth. You think you're just a random person living on the earth? No, my friend, you're so special. There's only one of you. You're so unique. And your soul came in this very specific time of humanity for a reason. There's something hidden within you that humanity needs. And the more you start living with your soul consciousness, that gift is going to start coming out. And it is going to start adding to the consciousness of whole humanity. It's going to start elevating the whole earth. And we need that. We need that from you. You need that from me. I'm doing my best every single day to move more towards my soul consciousness and trying to win this dance between ego and soul, to not give in to the instant gratification. And I want you, I invite you to do the same, because we are not going to get to world peace because, you know, UN just started acting this way or that way or something shifted. It's mine and your responsibility. As we elevate our consciousness, as we start to treat ourselves and our families with that unconditional love, realizing even the person we don't like in the family is part of me. We are one. When we lead with that consciousness, that is how we are going to transform this world. So I invite all of you to do the work to transform your ego more into your soul consciousness and do your best every single day. Because, you know, this work, we will be doing as long as we are in the physical body. It's not that you'll do it for 1 week and then you're done. No, that is ego consciousness. There's no retirement. Till the soul leaves the body. Every single day, we will be leading with long-term planning, long-term benefit, long-term results, doing things, making decisions that are good for whole humanity or all the parties involved, leading with vision, faith, and courage, and doing our best to be in this present moment. That is all, my friend. I'm sending you all so much love. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with somebody who you think can benefit from this conversation. I will see you all next week. Lots of love. Bye.